Good morning. Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio, WRCE Community News and Affairs from the Center. I'm Ron Fruit. Today, we're going to talk about Boo at the Barn. Last year, it was a brand new topic, but this year, so many in our community are aware and are looking forward to this event at Tiny Acres Farm, located near Boaz. And we're very pleased to have Jenny Ferguson, Brandon Gerner, and Claire Shannon as our guests on the program today. They are your hosts. They are the owners of Tiny Acres Farm, and we just have lots of good things to be able to talk about. The event is coming up this Sunday, October 30th. Jenny, Brandon, Claire, welcome. Best wishes for this weekend. You know, last year you talked about, we hope this goes well. It was a phenomenal success, Jenny. You had to be just, well, if you weren't overwhelmed, you should have been.
Yes, we had a wonderful turnout. Everything went so smooth. We were glad to be able to incorporate so many of the community members. And this year, we anticipate our numbers to be much higher. People know who we are now. And we've had quite a few people reach out to us to come tour. So we're hoping that we'll have a good turnout. The weather looks good. And we're just busy decorating now.
You brought families together. You mixed generations. Young children came with their grandparents. I mean, in so many ways, it was a successful day before we even had a chance to see an animal, wasn't it?
Correct. Absolutely. You know, we had some games over to the side, and families stayed and played with those games. Even though it was chilly and windy, they still mingled with each other.
Were you surprised by the turnout last year, Brandon? Good morning. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
A little bit with the weather, but we knew we had something special. So I think this year will be even more special, though.
Did you watch the reactions of people? I mean, was that part of the fun for the three of you that day as you just tried to take in what people's reactions were, Brandon?
Absolutely. It was a little overwhelming. It was, because there was a lot of people. But the smiles and just how long people stayed showed how fun it was for them.
But your setting, you had plenty of parking. Everything is level. I mean, it was, you've got a good spot, don't you?
Hopefully we have enough parking.
Well, if you don't, that's a problem that, you know, that'll be an awesome circumstance. Yep. I know you were pleased last year, Claire. What was your response? And when the day was over, what did the three of you find yourselves talking about?
I think after the event was over, we definitely just kind of sat back and was like, oh my gosh, we really just did that. So overall, it was a great success for everybody there. I think everyone was very tired after the thing, including the animals. But it was awesome. So
does Boo at the Farm fit a mission that you've created for the three of you and service that you hope to provide to the community, Claire?
I think it does, yes. It brings us so much joy. And now that we have expanded out to the community a little bit more, it is so fun to see everybody's reactions for all the animals. A lot of them are like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know like you guys had this, or there was a such thing as a miniature cow. So it's really fun to see everybody's reactions.
It's the very first time the morning show has ever welcomed a kangaroo to the studio.
Absolutely, yes. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
So who named Remy the Roo?
We did. All of us kind of got together and named Remy.
Remy is really well-behaved.
Remy is. He is a six-month-old red kangaroo. He lives in his pouch most of the time. He's just starting to get out from a little bit here and there. But yeah, he's pretty chill.
He's so cute. You know, how much does he weigh?
I'm going to say he's probably right around 7 pounds now.
Okay. So, and you've got him all wrapped up there so he feels safe? Is
yes.
that part of it?
Yep.
But he just sits there. Does he ever make any noise?
He does. So he kind of growls when he doesn't get his own way or something's going on that he doesn't like.
So how does a person find a kangaroo for Tiny Acres Farm?
Well, we do have some other exotics, and we do work with some exotic breeders. And it's something that I've always wanted, and whoever would have thought that a dream would have came true. So there's a lot of neat things for us to be experiencing also, right along with everybody else.
So you're growing and learning too, aren't
right.
you?
Right. Mm. Right.
Will all the animals be on display, or the vast majority on Sunday?
Most of them, yes. Remy will make a short appearance. It's too much stimulation with everybody, and everybody's going to want to touch, and he's so little. It's just like a baby. His immune system has to build, and he's pretty fragile. So he'll probably make an appearance, but he won't be available for the whole day. Our raccoons will probably not be there just for safety. Everybody wants to touch, and we don't want the animals or anybody getting hurt. Otherwise, I think everybody else should be available to see.
Brandon, when we think about the day, can you kind of run us through what we'll enjoy and how things will work at this year's Boo at the Barn?
Yep, there'll be a parking lot, just like last year, a big enter sign for you to come in, and then there'll be plenty of games around by the swing set area if the barn lot is too full for you to go in. Otherwise, you'll just go in through the barn and visit the animals. We'll have a little better lighting in there this year so you can see what each animal is, and then the haunted house aspect will be in the inflatable. So,
and you're located just outside of Boaz on County E, right?
Yep, just a mile south of Boaz.
So very easy to find. And again, it's level. So if you're pushing a stroller or a wheelchair or anything else, it's really accessible, isn't it?
Yep.
And let's talk about hours. When will you open and how long will Boo at the Barn go?
1 to 4:30. And we please ask people not to come early. We just want to get it all set up and open for everyone to come at 1.
And really, to stage everything, you know, with all the animals and everything else, you really need to stick to those time frames,
you? We sure do.
Well, tell us about this new inflatable, Claire. You know, that's the addition this year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, we recently just got a haunted, inflatable. And I actually already went through it.
Oh.
Did you cry? Did you laugh? Did you scream? All of the above?
I just kind of ran through it quick, and it is going to be really fun for the kids, I believe. I think they're going to have a blast with it. Like Brandon said, if the barn lot is full with the trick-or-treaters, they can definitely just go right through the haunted inflatable. We are going to be charging a $2 fee for that, for the kids to go in and run around. It is pretty spacious in there. It doesn't look like it, but it is pretty spacious. So I had a lot of room.
So that's the only fee there is for Boo at the Barn, isn't it? If we choose to go through, or our children do, the haunted inflatable?
Yes, correct. Yep. As far as the Boo at the Barn, trick-or-treating with the animals, that is free admission. The only thing that we are charging is for that haunted inflatable.
Or unless we choose to enjoy some food.
Of course, yes. Mm-hmm. We also will be having a number of vendors there. We will be having TKO Barbecue. We're going to be having Three Roosters Coffee and the 4-H Club Boaz. We will also be having Tracy Ladd at Ladd's Country Collectibles. She's going to be bringing a trailer full of fall decor for everybody to go ahead and shop.
So we can do that. We can do our tour through the barn. And that's where the trick-or-treating happens, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. So bring, come dressed in your costumes. Bring your little candy bag. I think last year people weren't anticipating so much candy. We're actually going to be... We do hand out candy there, so bring your little trick-or-treat bag, and then you can run through the barn and go trick-or-treating with the animals.
So, like, you had, like, a gravity box full, didn't you, last year, Brandon?
Yeah. Oh, 15 buckets this year.
I want to tell you, there was no lack of candy at Boo at the Barn.
Yes.
The opportunity, you know, so many children don't get this chance, but this isn't just the singular event that you're doing, Jenny. Really, you have a mission to help children in a variety of ways with the animals at Tiny Acres Farm, don't you?
We do, and not just children, adults too. We have made some special visits. We've gone to our house a couple times with the animals. We have also, we have tours that come out to the farm. So Fenimore's Head Start class had come out to visit us a couple weeks ago, and also North Crawford's 4K had come out and spent the day and had a little picnic at the farm when they were done. We just spent yesterday at the intermediate school in Richland Center, and that was a blast. All the kids that had come in, you know, of course, Remy was the hit. They all wanted to see Remy. But Forrest, he is our therapy calf. He just mingled throughout the classroom, and those kids just loved it. So, yeah, we want to get more involved in the community and share what the animals can bring to them.
Can there be an emotional healing connection with children and animals, Jenny?
Absolutely. And I really did see that yesterday with our calf in the program. The teacher that we worked with was phenomenal. The setting that we were in was perfect. So it was, you know, the kids would come in and you could see the kids that connected with them.
For you, it has to be a learning experience every time you take these animals somewhere. My guess is there's an interaction or there's something that helps you understand better what you're doing.
Right, there is. And it's a learning process every time that we go because animals are unpredictable. So I don't know how one day is going to be different than the other. So you do have to read those animals and the setting and the people. So there is a lot that goes on, but the reward just trumps that.
You know, the feed that you have, Brandon, I mean, obviously Remy, who's in the studio with us today, isn't going to eat the same things that Forrest is or many of the other animals. The diversity on your farm must make feed inventory somewhat of a challenge.
It's actually incredible how many different kinds of milk formula there is because everything's different. You know, just from Forrest to our Highlands, that's a different formula, you know, and Remy eats a food that looks like a dog food, but
really,
it's not. So it definitely is a wide variety, and it took some learning.
I mean, not to ask a stupid question, is it kangaroo food?
Yeah.
I mean, just the bags.
I don't know what it tastes or what it does smell.
It is kangaroo food. So kangaroos and wallaby eat the same kibble. So Remy does still, he's on a bottle, so he does take 4 bottles yet a day. But he does eat, it's similar to kibble. But of course, it has different ingredients in it. And he's also on Timothy grass. So yeah, our animals have a wide variety. The tortoises don't eat the same thing as the kangaroo. The porcupines don't eat the same thing as the calves. So yes, we have lots of different diets in our house.
Was there an animal that was most popular, Claire, last year at Boo at the Farm or Boo at the Barn?
I believe it was a lot of the miniature cows or the calves. That was a really hit. Everybody sees the mini cow with a lot of hair and they go crazy. So, and I mean, me too. That's my favorite. So
a lot of hair.
Yes.
Define a lot of hair.
So if you think of the traditional Scottish Highland, they just look like a shaggy cow. So, best way to describe it.
Their hair is longer than their legs.
Yes, yes, it is sometimes, yep.
Which makes them really entertaining to look at, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, and they are actually, they're very beautiful. And we have a bigger stock that are mature, and it is really amazing to see that their hair coat, it somewhat stays nice and pretty, but we also go in there and we can go and brush them and make them look extra pampered.
Talking about the diversity of food, my guess is the diversity of healthcare or veterinary service for all these animals is diverse.
Absolutely.
I mean, that has to be a challenge to keep them all healthy and moving in the right direction too, doesn't
yes.
it, Claire?
Yes, yep. We are very close with the vet clinic here in Richland Center. We keep them on their toes.
So, I mean, obviously, just like different foods, there'd be a different protocol of care, I would think, for
exactly.
each one of the animal species.
Yes, yep. It's different from taking care of the cattle to all the way taking care of the raccoons. They don't, obviously, I mean, for the most part, they're an animal, so you can kind of tackle it at one angle. But specializing, it's different.
So right off the top of your head, how many different species of animals live at Tiny Acres Farms?
Right off the top of my head, I mean, we have the traditional barn animals. So you have your cows, your sheep, your goats, horses, miniature horses, and mini cows. So I don't know if they classified that as two different kinds. But then the exotics, I would say we have at least 10 different, including dogs and cats. So... I mean, we have the
Which
traditional.
Every farm should have,
yes.
right?
Yep. Yeah. It's it seems like a lot, but when you, I mean, when you're there, it's just, that's just how it is. That's just how we are.
So when I was growing up, Brandon, if we did chores, we went out and fed the cows and fed the calves. When it's time for you guys to go out and do chores, what's it like to take care of all these different animals?
About an hour and a half.
Okay.
But no, you start out with the calves, and then by the time they're all done, you can work towards the tortoises and the coons, and it's really not that bad. It goes smooth now that we've done it for a while.
I mean, but do you have different feeders, different, you know, how do you keep track and know what's going to work for each animal?
The porcupines and the tortoises are in the house, so it's a little easy keeping them. Most of their stuff stays in the fridge.
Okay.
So then everything else is out in the barn.
But if in this climate, there are some challenges, aren't there, if you're trying to keep an animal that this wouldn't be their natural habitat?
Yes. We actually have a heating pad in the garage for our tortoises that they stay on, so they stay warm. This will be our first winter with the tortoises, so it'll be a learning curve.
Right. Do they just naturally gravitate toward that heating pad?
Yep. They normally stay there most of the day, cool. And then they go wander around in the garage.
Wow. What's the next animal, Jenny, on the list? You have Remy the Roo with us today. Is there another one then?
I'm sure there will be at some point. I'm not 100% sure what. We do have our hands full right now. And with winter, this next year, where our plans are to build an exotic barn. It'll be climate control, so that way our house can come back to us. So it is a little bit challenging housing some of the animals that we have. For the winter, but we adapt. I mean, and so do they. They most of them obviously started out in the house because they were babies and spent the summer outside. But with the exotic barn, they will be able to keep them out there year-round.
Now, Remy, for a while, was, you know, almost standing up and scratching and looking around, and now has just settled in. And
he's napping. Yep.
Pretty remarkable. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about Boo at the Barn. It is this Sunday, October 30th, 1 until 4:30. And as Brandon said earlier, please adhere to that 1 o'clock so that everything is ready and everything is safe. And then just enjoy the day. And people stayed. I mean, come at 1 if you're real hardy. You could stay until 4:30, see everything, and
absolutely.
Do it, couldn't you? Hope you'll stay with us as the morning show returns in just a moment. Welcome back to our conversation on the morning show today. Boo at the Barn is this Sunday, October 30th. Admission is free, and come out and enjoy. Whether you're 1 or you're 101, you're going to find something that you're going to enjoy. And boy, knock on wood, the weather really looks good for Sunday, and that will be a big plus. Our guests today hope that you will come and be their guest at the Tiny Acres Farms. Jenny Ferguson, Brandon Gerner, and Claire Shannon are all in the studio with us today. This is a day with candy, Claire. It's a lot of fun, but you look at it as an educational day, don't you? I guess in a family day and a community service sort of way, don't you?
Yes, I do. This event is all centered around Halloween and trick-or-treating, but it's also going to be a place for families to get together and just do something as a family. And there's definitely something for everybody there. For the kids, I mean, they can go into our haunted inflatable. For the adults, they can go grab something to eat at the barbecue truck. They can go shopping at Tracy's Country Collectibles. There's something for everybody there. And I hope that everybody just has a good time there.
I think it was also interesting because people like myself, you enjoy looking at some of those animals if you grew up on the farm. If you didn't grow up on the farm, it was an incredibly important experience. And I think a lot of adults, we might say, oh, we took the kids, but maybe the kids took us. I'm not sure who learned more, Claire.
Yes, yeah. And we do actually see that. A lot of people that have come out to tour, the kids, they will come and be like, oh, I like this. And, you know, they will get distracted by, oh, I want to go swing on the swing set now. And it turns out to the parents actually having a lot more fun than the kids do, which I think is hilarious. But
and of course, last year it was cold, but it was sunny. I mean, so it was really a good setting. And this year's weather looks like it will make it an even more pleasant day.
Yes. Yesterday, I think the high was around in the 40s.
And last year, right?
Yes, last year. And it was very chilly. So we were really happy with that turnout. But this year, I believe it's going to be in the high 50s, if not 60, mm-hmm. and sunny. So I think that will bring even more people so they can go out and actually enjoy the weather while they're there.
But we should dress appropriately, regardless. If Sunday's forecast changed, we need to come with our sweatshirt or coat or whatever it happens to be, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. So everything is going to be outside. Again, the trick-or-treating will be going through the barn, but the doors will be open, so it's still going to be cold in there. I mean, like the weather outside. So if you think that you're going to get cold, wear a sweatshirt. And also keep in mind, we are going to be out on the farm, so I wouldn't wear flip-flops. Just keep
saying.
That in mind.
Brandon, oftentimes when we've done interviews getting ready for the Richland County Fair, where animals are on display, you know, for those that aren't used to being around animals, there are some common sense type things or some safety things. Are there some things that you'd like to be able to share with guests who are going to come and be a guest at Tiny Acres Farms on some maybe do's and don'ts that will make the day better for everyone?
Yeah, if we will have treats available, so if you're feeding the animals, keep your hands flat. They like to bite, so they're just trying to get the treat, and they might get your finger. Try to keep your hands and fingers out of certain cages, and obviously watch where you walk. Most animals that'll be out, they'll be in pretty friendly and in their own pens, so it shouldn't be too big of an issue, but just gotta know you're on the farm still.
If we have young children, we need to keep an eye on them as we go through the barn and otherwise,
absolutely.
Don't we?
Yep.
But the other thing with your animals, they're used to people, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They are. They see us every day, multiple times a day, and we have tours every week, so they're always getting exposure to people.
In the barn, we kind of follow a designated path, don't we? Can
yep.
you kind of take us through,
yep.
you know, and just explain what that tour is kind of like?
So you'll start on the left side. It'll be a horseshoe. It'll be a track, footprints going through the barn again. It'll just horseshoe around and go through all the pens. So you'll just start on the left and work your way at your own pace and work around and come back out the same door that you came in.
And you've changed your lighting a little bit this year.
Yep, you'll be able to see in there. I know that was one thing. People couldn't see everything that was going on in there. So we wanted to show you what's actually in the barn.
I think it was interesting because for a lot of kids are looking at the animals and you guys are saying, want some candy? Who cares? I'm looking at an animal.
Correct.
Open your bag. Should we bring a bag with us?
Yes.
We should.
A big bag. Because it'll be full.
Yeah. Otherwise, the parents' sweatshirts were full. Or their purses.
So bring a bag or a small pail or a pail, whatever mm-hmm. happens to be.
Whatever you
want
to bring.
Be prepared. Well, for you, this is quite an effort, but you've also made young people a focus of it. Last year, FFA. This year, with the Boaz Boosters, you're aiming toward 4-H, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, yeah. I was in 4-H. I grew up on a dairy farm, and being able to involve 4-H still is wonderful. This year, we were really privileged and was able to take a few of our cattle to the Little Britches show. So these kids don't always have access to animals. You know, we see even going through the dairy barn that the numbers are, you know, dwindling pretty rapidly. So to be able to bring something back and something new, you know, we could tell our calves are same age as some of the other calves out there, but they're much littler and they're much more manageable. So yes, I'd like to focus at least one item on FFA, 4-H, something to do with the kids.
And will they be set up like on the perimeter like they were last year on the ground?
So yes, they will. So we have TKO Barbecue. And if you haven't tried his barbecue, it is phenomenal. So we will have him there also.
Serving right at 1?
Serving at 1, okay. Yes. And if you're not hungry, you can enjoy a cup of coffee. And Three Roosters, he has wonderful coffee. Depending on the weather, it will be either hot or cold iced coffee that he brings. And then the 4-H will be there with more kid-friendly food. You know, kids could get a little sloppy with some barbecue. So they're going to, you know, offer some kid-friendly stuff.
Well, and with three roosters, that's a neighbor, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, right down the road.
He is. So. He's just right down the road. So it's, you know, it's nice to incorporate some of that stuff.
I was going to say, it's really a, that makes it a name with Boaz Boosters, mm-hmm. your farm just outside of Boaz on County E and Bob just down the road. Yeah. That's good, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Well, and two, just bringing that many people together on the farm, I think Jenny was a nice kudo from last year.
Yeah, we really appreciated everybody that came out. We had wonderful, wonderful comments. And the comments that, the suggestions, we definitely took to heart. You know, one of them being that they couldn't see very well in the barn. And so we definitely, you know, considered that this year when we were doing our decorating and planning things. Another was, you know, kind of where we had some stuff set up. So we're moving some of that around. And last year it was so windy, and that's why we had some of the people set where we did. But, you know, people didn't understand or didn't think about some of that stuff. So, you know, we try to take in consideration everybody's opinions or everybody's comments or suggestions and do what we can. I know we're not going to make everybody happy, but we, you know, that's a lot of planning and a big event.
How did the title Boo at the Barn come about, Claire?
Honestly, I think we were in the barn and we're like, you know what would be a lot of fun is to have people come trick-or-treating here. So we really just, I still remember, we're just like, well, what can we name it, you know? Something fun, something related to Halloween. So what if we did like a, you know, just Boo at the Barn, you know? It's, I mean, it was tweaked a little bit, you know, we changed the name here and there, but it, final result is Boo at the Barn.
But there's nothing really scary about Boo at the Barn, is there? It's just a great title for a family event.
Right, exactly. Yeah, Boo is just kind of related to the Halloween, so there's really nothing scary there unless you are scared of the animals. But hopefully that wouldn't be the case. But yeah, they're really, it's going to be very kid-friendly. So it's a great opportunity for the kids to come out and enjoy something Halloween-themed.
If we turn the clock back a little bit, Claire, would you ever see yourself doing what you're doing today?
I never saw myself doing this, but honestly, I would not have changed it because I love it. I mean, it is so rewarding to be able to just go home and just love up on all these animals and, I mean, take care. I mean, we do have a big responsibility with taking care of all these animals, but it gives me... It gives you a purpose in life. It's really rewarding.
And having some exotics and otherwise, do you have to have special licensing then to be able to do that?
Yes, yes. Jenny is more up to date on that topic than I am. But yes, we do have all the special licensing for that. So
you just can't go out and have some of these animals, can you,
Correct.
Jenny?
Correct. Yeah, so we do have, you have to have certain permits and certain license for the different animals. You know, we get checked regularly for that. You have to update things yearly for that. So, yeah.
Does that come through the, like, DADCAP?
It's
Department
through the,
of Ag?
Yeah, it, well, some of them are the Department of Ag, but some of them are, you know, DNR.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's really important to know, I guess, what can be here without a permit and what you need a permit or what license, class license you need for your animal.
Remy obviously would take a permit, wouldn't he?
To be honest, Remy does not take a
permit. Really?
Wisconsin is one of the few states that allow kangaroos.
Really?
Without a permit.
How many kangaroos do you think that there are in the state of Wisconsin that are not at zoos?
You'd actually be surprised how many people have actually have kangaroos.
Really?
Yes. So we have, I had reached out to a few people. You know, we did our homework before we get our animals. I've reached out to a few people, and some of the comments you get back on your sites that you'll they'll pop up and say, oh, they do fine in Wisconsin. I have one. Or, you know, we had one a few years ago and it was fine. So it's amazing on how many people have them and you don't hear about it.
Is Remy the only one that you know of in Richland County?
I do believe so.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Well, when you think about your goals, the things that you've been able to do so far, have they exceeded your expectations, Jenny?
Absolutely.
And have they also maybe changed where you want to move the bar for the future?
Yes, they have. So seeing how beneficial the animals are to other people yes, we get to enjoy them. My residents get to enjoy them. But it's been nice to be able to reach out to other people. And seeing where that is going, I would love to focus more on that. I love bringing the animals into the schools. You know, different, the 4-H group had came out and toured the other day. You know, you think about 4-H, and I had actually even said at the beginning that we're going to tweak this a little bit, because some of the tours they come out, we focus on things that some of the 4-H kids get to do every day, and it's just not as fun. But it was, some of those kids, it didn't matter if they did it every day. It was somewhere new, and it was a different animal. And even though they may live on a farm, they don't have any mini fluffy cows.
But they have a real love for them. But yes. Children just naturally gravitate. You found that when you go to schools,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, yes. The animals and the children bond so easily.
Now, you talked about your residents. Aren't there studies like or opportunities with animal therapy for some individuals?
Yes, actually, I have a resident that has a therapy animal. It's just an emotional support animal, but still, it doesn't matter. It still benefits him in every way. And I found that when my residents are having a difficult time, we go to the barn and that just takes things away. Their focus is on something completely different. They don't care about why they were upset. They don't remember why they were upset. They're focusing on that moment, and that moment is maybe just brushing their pony or brushing the calf or taking the calf for a walk. Something is simple and we take for granted, but helps them drastically.
If we turn the clock ahead 5 years, you know, where would you like to be with Tiny Acres Farms?
I would love to have a therapy program for individuals. Anybody that needs animal therapy. I'd still definitely, I don't want to go so big that I forget where and why I started this. But, you know, and that's kind of why we keep our tours private. We don't, the reason I started this was for my residents. And if I have open hours and my residents may need that time, they don't get to benefit from that. So I know that has been a question on our hours, and some people don't like the fact that we're private, but that's the reasoning why.
It's a philosophy you have then, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Then Tiny Acres Farms is more than just a clever title. It's really a description of
yes.
the impact that you want to have, but not, you'd like to have a large impact, but doing it in a very small, personal, intimate way.
Right.
Boo at the Barn is the exception, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. We, exactly. We still want to, and it gives people a chance that, you know, maybe they can't come during a private tour, or, you know, maybe they can't afford the private tour, or this is free to the community. And, you know, who doesn't like free?
Mm-hmm.
So it gives people an opportunity to come out and see what we have. And, you know, after last year, we had so many people wanting to do private tours. And our private tours, you get more hands-on. You know, you get to be right in with the calves, or you get to hold or touch the exotics, where that won't be available on Sunday.
It would never be practical, would
no.
it?
No.
So could that be like a birthday present for a child? Could it be
Absolutely.
For a child that is, you know, just needs some time away or
yep.
whatever?
And we've done both. We've actually had a birthday party for two little girls out at the farm, which was so much fun. And then I've had people from other counties call me saying, hey, my kid's having a really hard day. Could we set up a time? Absolutely.
What's the outcome of those kinds of endeavors?
Lots of smiles when they're leaving. The little boy that had came out for the day tried taking Forrest and putting him in the car.
So he liked so it, didn't
he? He did, yeah. Absolutely. And they've actually requested to come back out. So, and it's so positive to see when people, you know, they're thanking you. And the adults, I had a tour on Saturday that they were hands-on, so they're like, we've never been this close to animals like this, or I've never seen one except on TV. Seeing the smiles on the adults' faces are just as rewarding as the kids.
We talked, Brandon, before we went on the air about growing up on the farm, some of the opportunities and educational opportunities that were there that we didn't even realize. Are you recognizing that fact now more for yourself as you watch the role of Tiny Acres Farms develop in the community?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what you see now.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, there are things you learned that you don't, I won't say don't appreciate, that you overlook some of the lessons. You don't even realize it, did you?
Exactly. No, not until after it's already done. But that's kind of how the event treated us. You know, after the event was done, it was, look what we did. You know, and it's real rewarding. It is.
But you still have to clean pens on a tiny farm, am I right?
Every day.
Who gets that job?
All of us. We all take our turns.
It's work, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Winter is harder work, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun keeping water not froze.
I was going to say, with what Jenny said, having a barn that was climate-controlled would be an incredible asset for you, I would think.
Yep, so, that will be very nice.
Well, is that the next big step for Tiny Acres Farms?
Yep, it sure is.
What's the next animal that you'd like to be able to add? And is that like
I don't know. We just got the one that I've been waiting for a while.
Oh, really?
So.
This was your goal to have Remy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. What's your favorite?
I don't know. I like Remy, but the porcupines, you wouldn't think that they're real cuddly, but they kind of are.
Are they really?
Yeah.
You have to be a little careful, right?
Yeah, but I mean, they are cuddly. You know, it surprises you.
What personality would surprise us most of all the animals at Tiny Acres Farms?
I don't know.
Are there some with an attitude?
Yeah, probably the porcupines.
It's the porcupines are the most affectionate.
Are they seriously?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's...
Yes.
Yeah, it's...
I would have never thought it, neither does anybody else, but they love to be held, and they love their scratches. They're very affectionate.
But, okay. So how do you keep from getting a quill in you?
That can be tricky sometimes, but they're both really good about settling in on you. You know, they don't puff up. They don't, you know, they don't poke you intentionally. When you first pick them up, it's, you know, it takes a little bit to get them settled into your arms. But other than that, they don't really move. They just enjoy being held and
really
and pet.
Yeah. Well, I suspect there's a whole thing we could talk about, you know, being prickly in appearance, but affectionate in, you know, some people are kind of that way too, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
How about you, Claire? Is there a favorite for Claire Shannon?
I'm still set on the cows. I love...
You love the cows, don't you?
Yes. I love being in the pen. I'll just go out there and I will sit with them and, you know, just brush them. And it is really cool they're still an animal, to see how affectionate that they could be. I mean, one time they'll be very standoffish, and then you'll have another cow maybe that'll come up and actually rest its head on your shoulder, or it'll come and just, it wants to be pet, wants to be brushed. So I'm still set on the cows.
We'll have a final word for you as we preview Boo at the Barn. It is this Sunday, October 30th, from 1 until 4:30. And you said just a mile outside of Boaz on County E, right?
Yep.
So south of Boaz,
just south
right?
of Boaz on E,
so,
yep.
Sounds good. You can't miss it. You just can't miss Tiny Acres Farms. Yeah, look for the cars. And again, it is level. The parking is wonderful. So enjoy the day and enjoy the rest of our conversation in a moment. The morning show today is previewing Boo at the Barn this Sunday at Tiny Acres Farms, just south of Boaz and County E. Our guests today include Jenny Ferguson, Brandon Gerner, Claire Shannon, and Remy the Roo. And if you're there at the right time, you'll see Remy, but regardless of when you're there, between 1 and 4:30 this Sunday, you're going to have a chance to see a lot of animals and make some great memories. We were talking about parking during the bake, Brandon. You really need us to, you know, park carefully and thoughtfully to make sure that you can accommodate as many guests as, you know, you certainly want everyone to enjoy their day.
Yep, we're going to have, I don't know, it's probably an acre and a half to 2 acre field. Pack in there as many as we can. We don't want to have to make people walk if they can't. We don't want to make them walk down Canton. If that is full, Canton Road, right along there, it runs to the west. You can park all along that. It runs right along the farm. So hopefully that's full and we have to worry about somewhere else. But
the way the fall weather has been, parking should be really, I mean, the ground will be really firm.
It should
that
be.
Won't be a problem.
We got a lot of rain last night, but it should be dry by then.
I would think so. I would certainly hope so. You're going to add wagon rides this year too, Jenny.
We are. We had a wonderful neighbor that is going to help us out there.
So it's even more of a community
exactly,
event.
Exactly. So we are going to have the wagon rides, and there's no cost for any of that. So the route that we're going to do is on the back side of our pasture. So if the cows aren't up, or even the horses, because we do have some draft horses that we've adopted. So if they're not available on the barn side, he's going to take the back side of the pasture, so people may be able to, you know, still see him up close there.
Sounds good. This event is entirely free of charge, with the exception of the new inflatable haunted house, Claire.
That is correct. Yep.
And that's a nominal charge for children who want to participate.
Yes. Yep. $2 charge for that if they want to go into the haunted inflatable.
And bring a bag or bring a pail, because you'll receive, as the children will, lots of treats.
Yes. It's going to be trick-or-treating at the barn, so there will be candy handed out there.
You even slip some to adults.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Unashamedly, you slip some to adults,
yes,
didn't you?
I know there are the adults out there that still love to go trick-or-treating with their kids, so come on out and go trick-or-treating with the barn animals.
A more serious question. You become attached and love these animals, but we all know on the farm that there are life expectancies for all. Is it tough as you transition through these seasons of life at Tiny Acres Farms, Claire?
Absolutely, yes. You will get attached to all the animals, whether you like it or not, because, I mean, naturally taking care of all of them, you do become attached. So it is really challenging once, if you do sell a cow, or if one, I mean, takes life's course and passes, it is really hard, but you just, it's still something that you can be thankful for, and thankful that you had that experience to share with them and being able to take care of them.
So life lessons aren't only for the people who visit Tiny Acres Farms. They're for Claire and Brandon and Jenny too, aren't they?
Yes, exactly. Yep. It is. I'm learning something new every single day. I wasn't raised on a farm, but I think I have definitely learned over the last couple years what to do and definitely what not to do. So it is, I'm learning every single day.
What animal would you like to see next? Another cow?
Yes, that. I honestly can't think of anything that I would like to see other than just, I love the cows. So maybe an even fluffier cow.
Is there such a thing?
I'm sure there is. I mean, everybody's hair code is different, so it would really just depend. So,
well, my guess is that if there is a fluffier cow, Tiny Acres Farm's going to find it.
Yes.
Or it'll find you.
It'll find me, yes. Yes, I mean, the internet is amazing right now. You can find everything out there.
Sure.
So just scrolling through, I scroll through Facebook and I see, I mean, look at this different cow or look at this different cow. And there's so many different types out there. I mean, of course I want them all, but I can't have all of them. So
even though you can see them on your computer screen or your smartphone, there's nothing like seeing them up close like you will on Sunday.
Yes. It is absolutely amazing. You'll see them a lot. I mean, you'll see pictures of the cows, of the Highland cows, but to see them in person and actually see what they look like in person, it's incredible.
Smell them.
You know,
hear them.
Yes.
I mean, it's all the senses that you get when you're at the farm.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I mean, touching them, if you do get to touch the calves, it's really cool just to experience that.
We have a listener that's wondering, Brandon, I'll direct it to you, talking about parking for those who are handicapped and have genuine needs. Is there some spots that they can get into?
We will keep some available for that. Absolutely.
Okay. So if that's the case, then be alert when you drive in and go.
Absolutely.
So final word you'd like to be able to share before we enjoy another edition of Boo at the Barn, Brandon?
If you're an adult, don't be afraid to dress up. We saw a lot of that last year.
Yeah, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah. And
do you encourage children to wear their
absolutely
costume?
Absolutely, everyone. That's
thanks
that's
for saying that. I should have asked that in the very beginning. Yes.
We will be in costume.
Yep,
oh, you
will.
Yes.
Yeah. We expect you to be.
Well, Will we recognize you?
Maybe.
Really? Any hint to what we might see Brandon Gruner dressed as? That was part of the fun, though. And it was almost a spectator sport, Brandon, when you watched all these children in their costumes. Yep, yep. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yep. They got some sort of costumes out there.
And there were some really uninhibited adults that showed up who made it fun, didn't it?
Yep. We want that again this year.
Well, and so it should be. Yep. I think that last year I thought this is a chance to be outside because we talked about it in respect to COVID, but this was outside. That was the good thing. People really embraced that, didn't they?
Yep.
I did. Final word from you, Jenny, today.
I want to thank all of our sponsors. We wouldn't be able to do this without our sponsors. And this year we had a huge amount of sponsors. And I mean, that just makes us, you know, we're able to put on a bigger, better, you know, show for the kids and the adults. But again, I can't thank them enough for everything that they have done. And the kids thank them too because they're getting lots of candy.
Is that part of where the sponsorship helps? That's, is with your candy?
That's where all of our sponsorship goes, is towards the candy. Everything else is 100% our cost, and we just ask for some sponsorships for candy.
Well, I mean, it was, you were incredibly generous, frankly, you know, so it was really a fun event. Claire, how about for you? This is going to be a special weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to be a weekend to remember, that's for sure. So I am just excited for everybody to come on out on Sunday, and I'm excited to see we'll have a big turnout. So yep. Overall, just very excited.
But for you, an exciting Saturday and an exciting Sunday, right?
Yes. Friday, I have an even bigger event, so we'll be excited for that, too.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Things really, really go well. When I think about the future, if there's somebody that would like to, you know, arrange for one of the private tours, or they'd like to, you know, just really say, I'm interested in what you're doing, Jenny. You know, can they reach out? And
absolutely.
How do they do that?
They can reach out to us on our Facebook page or any of us. You know, you're more than welcome to give me a call. Our webpage is under construction right now, but then once we have that up and going, they'll be able to reach us on there.
You're on Facebook.
We are on Facebook. So, you know, we've had people just stop out and ask if they can arrange a tour. And it might not be that day, but we can definitely work on something in the future.
Sounds good. It's good to see all of you again. You did a terrific job last year. I think you gave the community something fun. And it was a very safe trick-or-treat, Jenny. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the only trick-or-treat you do. That would certainly work for families, too.
Absolutely. And that's something last year we had it set so it was before trick-or-treating. I'm not sure when trick-or-treating is for Richland Center this year.
It's Monday.
Okay. So that won't interfere for anything. Mm-hmm. And it is very safe. That's when, you know, we pick up all the candy. We don't have anybody else bring any in. So
it's all pre-wrap commercial.
Right. And we just hope that it's a good opportunity to bring kids out. You know, and they get plenty of candy. Plenty.
Yeah. Just learn the definition of plenty at Tiny Acres Farms on Sunday. It's good to see all of you. Good luck on Sunday. Hope things really go well and that the only problems you have is, you know, Brandon finding enough places for people to park.
Right. Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. Our thanks to Jenny and Brandon and Claire for being our guests and to you for listening to The Morning Show from the Center.